So, Anne, you just mentioned that you're happy to see EPA timeframes going forward. Timeframes are one thing, but content is another. So, I mean, as you work, as you go forward and work toward a good RFS for your industry, what does that look like? I mean, what does a good RFS for biodiesel look like?
Well, we're glad to hear that the EPA has put out those timeframes for releasing the RFS. They're very delayed in their rulemaking. We're still waiting on 2014 volumes, and of course, it is 2015. So, EPA has said they're going to do a four-year rulemaking to get back on track for the volume requirements, and we're very happy about that. But what we need is those volumes to continue to grow in a sustainable, meaningful way every year. EPA has said that they want 2014 volumes to be actual production. So for our industry, that would be about 1.75 billion gallons. And we would hope that EPA would look at that and then continue to add several hundred million gallons each year, which would allow our industry to grow in a meaningful way.
All right. And have you been given any indication or have you been working with EPA on those numbers going forward?
We work very closely with EPA, USDA, and DOE in conveying the need for stronger, higher volumes and substantiating why we think we can get those volumes and how we can grow them. We have a very dynamic, young industry in the biodiesel field, and we need those volume requirements to allow us to continue to grow. EPA has not said what they think that they will do, but we are presenting them the best information, and we are making the most compelling case that we can to get those volumes up.
All right, and We keep hearing beginning of June as far as the timeline. Are you thinking they're going to stick to that or maybe jump the gun a little bit and release something earlier? I mean, are they going to stick to that beginning of June?
Well, they entered into a court order, which would require them to put the proposal out by June 1st. So it may happen a little before that, but I don't think it'll happen much after that. It's their intention to get back on track, and we hope that they not only get it back on track, but get those volumes out there. And they need to be higher, and EPA has the ability to turn our industry around. We've seen a lot of decline in our industry. We've seen plants gone idle. We've seen bankruptcies. EPA can make that right. They say they support renewable fuels. This is how they can do it. They can put out high volumes.
And no matter what those volumes are, at least, I mean, is there something to be said for, you know, even with bad consistency, it's still consistency? Or, I mean, would that still be a little bit beneficial to your industry?
No, it's incredibly important that our industry continue to grow. Having our industry stagnant or lose growth is not a good market signal for anyone who wants to invest, for folks who want to talk to their lenders about further diversification, and to continue to grow the industry in general. The market needs to be out there, and the market needs to continue to grow, because that's a signal to investors and producers and owners that there will be a stable market in the future.
And speaking on the tax credits, is that going to need to be tied to tax reform in general for something like that to happen? Because I imagine that'd be kind of a tough sell as a standalone.
Well, unfortunately, the biodiesel tax incentive did expire at the end of last year, and so we're working very hard with members of Congress and our supporters all across the country to have that reinstated this year. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of off-and-on nature when it comes to tax policy, and so it's important that we have that stability, and that tax incentive really reduces the price that we have with consumers. And so it's a very positive thing, and we think that Congress has the ability to work on it, and they can do something this year.
Is there much as far as pushing back against the tax credit, or is it just a matter of timing and actually getting the paperwork done and actually getting it through?
Well, fortunately, biodiesel continues to receive strong bipartisan support from members of Congress all across the country. So it's not so much that there isn't support. The problem is that we don't have a vehicle in which Congress can actually do any kind of extenders package or tax reform or anything like that. So it's all about timing. When Congress wants to do tax reform, it'll likely happen at the end of the year. We have a very good shot of being included in that.
Is it harmful at all for your industry to have that happen at the end of the year, though? Because right now you're going to go through 11 and a half months without knowing if that tax credit is going to be there and just hoping for the best. I mean, what does that do to your industry?
Well, ideally with tax incentives, they should be there so you can access, you use them throughout the year, which incentivizes production. So ideally would have that, but it still is a help to us whenever we get the tax incentive. And so we're just pushing right now for action sooner rather than later.
So when you push for that action, are you guys in a position to where you can push for a couple years worth of certainty, or are you only really in a position to take it year by year?
Well, we support a multi-year incentive for biodiesel. The question is whether Congress has the appetite to do a multi-year package. In the past, they've only done a 1 or 2 year package for extenders, and so if we did comprehensive tax reform, that would be our play and our ability to have a multi-year package included.
And because I imagine getting it done in 15 is one thing, but getting it done in 16 with the presidential election and all the other November silliness that's going to happen, that's an uphill battle, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's an election year, we enter into the silly season, as you say. So we really have to try to get things done before we get too close to an election, because, as you know, congressmen don't want to do a whole lot of legislating when they have up for election. So, you know, it's a sticky thing we have to deal with.
Yeah. I think that's all I got. Anything else you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't ask about?
I think I'm good.
All right, sounds good. Well, Ian.